Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I thought that Trump could not get lower, could not debase himself even more. But he did. He succeeded. Colin Powell died the other day. Trump came out and attacked Colin Powell. He attacked him. He attacked the media. He attacked the media for, quote, lionizing Colin Powell. He attacked him for treating Powell, quote, beautifully in their coverage. Said that Colin Powell was a rhino. A rhino. And made plenty of mistakes. A rhino is Republican in name only. Well, it's hard to know where to start. Colin Powell is dead. Devoted his life to the country. I mean, career Army officer, rose to be general, four-star, rose to be the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the head of the National Security Agency, the head of the State Department as Secretary of State. He did one bad thing. He made a terrible mistake. He got before the United Nations and said that when we invaded Iraq, that they had weapons of mass destruction. That was false. That was false. The most charitable thing you can say about it was that he got tricked into it or told by George W. Bush to say it and somehow thought it was true. And a very unkind way to put it is he was lying, and so was George W. Bush. He knew very well. The European inspectors hadn't finished their inspection. They begged us not to do anything. I'll tell you what, Saddam Hussein said, come on in, look at anything you want. In the late 1980s, George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush's father when he was president, and the mayor and governor of Detroit and Michigan gave Saddam Hussein the keys to the city of Detroit. Believe it or not, they had a parade for him. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. When George H.W. Bush was president and Saddam Hussein went through the streets of Detroit in the back of a limo. So now they're going to invade. Why did they invade? Because George W. Bush was in the basement in the polls. And he's a total incompetent. His cocaine usage had come out. He was seen as a bungler, and he had to have a war. One of the sad things is whenever you declare a war, your polls go up to about 70 or 80% because everybody rallies around the president because it's life or death. It's our country. And he did it. And believe it or not, you'd think that having lied about weapons of mass destruction would have hurt him in the 2004 election. It was a close election, but he snuck back in for four more years to further hurt the country. Powell went along with this. Deserves plenty of criticism, but all of the press accounts in the legitimate media raise this issue, exactly what I'm saying. They'd say he's a flawed guy. He had a wonderful career. He was a role model and so on. But that particular thing was a stain on his accomplishments. But for Trump to come out and attack him, call him a rhino, and, there's a certain, he cheapens everything he touches. I mean, he didn't say this in a nuanced fashion the way I just did. No, it was that Powell's a bad guy and the media is just propping him up and he's a rhino. You know, he throws around this term rhino, Republican name only. Well, the fact is there are no more Republicans. There are no more Republicans. The vast majority of them are authoritarians, sucking up to Trump, scared of everything that might get them out of office where they can swagger down the halls of Congress and do nothing. Very lazy, very lazy. Some of them crooked, not all of them. Virtually all of them extremely lazy. And so he calls him a rhino. I mean, Trump is no more Republican than I am. Trump, when he came just before he declared, was a Democrat. He was the left of the Democrats on a lot of issues. He was pro-choice. He was pro-gun control and all this. Suddenly he gets up there and he goes the other way and everybody falls for it. All he cares about is power. And somebody who knew him very well made a very telling statement. They said, somebody said, well, Trump is a very fierce dog. He'll bite you. And the guy said, who knew Trump his entire life, he said, Trump doesn't want to bite anybody, he wants his ears scratched. And that's it. He wants to be flattered. He wants to be nuzzled. He wants attention. He's pathological guy. But there he distinguished himself again by his standards. It's in death attacking Colin Powell, attacking the media for doing a favorable obit on him, saying he hopes they do a favorable obit on him. And this isn't comedy. This is what he said, and calling Colin Powell a rhino. Very cheap, very, very cheap. Well, another thing to me that's hard to understand, the FBI just raided the home of Oleg Deripaska. Oleg Deripaska is a Rusky. He's an autocrat. He's worth $5.1 billion, close to Putin, a crook, got his money like all crooks over in Russia right now. They gotten away from communism in the 90s. Gorbachev and Yeltsin steered them away, and then it went back to all the vestiges of communism without the name. They're not communists by name. There's a separate communist party. They're an organized crime country, and the godfather of organized crime is Putin. Same commie tactics, but without the ideology. Here's just outright theft. Well, Deripaska is the guy that gave $10 million to Manafort, Paul Manafort. Remember him? Quote, to covertly promote the interests of the Russian government, end quote. And you may recall that Manafort was the chairman of Trump's campaign in 16, and they altered the Republican platform to be pro-Russian on Ukraine. They altered the platform, and the delegates all voted for it. Deripaska received confidential Trump polling and other information during the campaign from Manafort so that they could target their crooked Facebook ads, their crooked Twitter ads, the fake stuff. When this all came out, Deripaska sued AP, the Associated Press. It was dismissed, and now they're raiding his home. Hey, guys, why did you wait till now to raid his home? This all happened back in 2015 and 2016. This is 2021, almost 2022. Why is this guy permitted to have a home in the United States? Why hasn't he been arrested? Why isn't he being arrested by giving $10 million to Manafort? Manafort was in prison and then pardoned by Trump. What is this? Do you think the Ruskies would let a guy, an American billionaire who bribed somebody over there, who got beaten in an election, hang around and have a mansion in Moscow? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Now, the most charitable thing I can say is that Oleg Deripaska is no longer in the United States if he has a brain in his head. And he certainly has a brain. He's crooked enough to put together $5.1 billion large. So where is he? He's over there at the Ruskies. Indict him. And then if he sets foot outside in a state with an extradition, and by a state, I mean a foreign country, with an extradition treaty with the United States, round him up, hogtie him, bring him back here, throw him in prison. But if he stays in Russia, okay, he stays in Russia. But why has his house not been confiscated? Why does he have some mansion to even raid? Why are they raiding it now? This really concerns me. Where is the aggressiveness? Everybody apparently in both parties goes, well, you know, what do we want? There's a multicultural thing or something. This guy is a crook. He is an associate of Putin. He's slowly destroying the world if he gets away with it. And what? We're suddenly raiding his home 5-6 years later? And what? Nobody says where he is? Why don't we grab him? Let's grab this guy. Put him in the hoosegow the rest of his life. Oleg Deripaska finally had his house searched. Good. It's about time. He got it searched. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.